We are the Bride Radio as the voice of the true bride of Christ.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATV disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you.
Welcome, my friends, to the Texas Power Hour with Pastor Carolyn Sism and friends. This radio show is an outreach ministry of Eastgate Ministries in Katy, Texas. Experience the power, experience the glory with Pastor Carolyn Sism. Check out her website at www.eastgateministries.com.
There's plenty of postings on it. But what does that mean to us now? And how, I believe that it relates to the revelation of the Man-Child Company and the Sons of God for the church triumphant, the glorious church. I haven't totally connected all the dots with it yet because it's deep, but we're just going to touch the surface of it today. In Acts 17:26, Jesus has made from one his blood, not the Jewish blood. Well, it really is. We can say it is the Jewish. It is the blood of Noah. We'll get there. Because out of Noah's three sons, and the peoples of the nation. So Jesus has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all of the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. Mm-hmm. So you and I live where we live because God has predestined it and ordained it. I believe in predestination. I believe we have a destiny. I believe it was written before you and I were thought of, that it was written in heaven, that you and I were there in their thoughts when the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit created the earth and created mankind. And it says here, their predetermined times and the boundaries of their dwellings. The borders of nations are determined by God. The borders of nations are being challenged. Mm-hmm. Israel's border is being bombed every day. Our border is being invaded. There's a war on our southern border, United States of America.
That's right.
We are at war on our southern border. Mm-hmm. I said, United States of America, we are at war on our southern border.
That's right.
Genesis chapter 10 and 11, and I didn't go all the way into the Tower of Babel, which is an extension of this, because there's just so much I can do in one study. But Genesis 10, chapter 10 and 11 constitute what is known as the Table of Nations in the Bible. And they got lots of tables. They got lots of tables. So I promise to not get in the weeds with this teaching. There's nothing in the weeds that we, you and I need that are spiritual. There are brilliant minds who do, and I bless them. Throughout the Holy Writ, we have an indication that faith and inspiration are not concerned with the imparting of unknown facts of no spiritual importance. Would you say the Bible only tells us those facts which are of spiritual importance?
Mm-hmm.
If you read the Bible, what is presented to us from Genesis to the book of Revelation is the Son of God.
That's right.
It's Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And that he chose a people to bring forth his son, and out of that people, he kept a purified seed to bring forth his son. Out of his son, he brought forth the church. And out of the church, he's bringing forth a man-child company of overcomers that he is going to give power of the whole earth to, just like he gave it to Adam. Do we all agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
My quest today was triggered and hopefully inspired while I was preaching Sunday morning on the 70 faithful followers Jesus sent out to go before him into every city and place where he himself would go. They were sent to declare and deposit the kingdom of God, our holy nation. Kingdom of God, our holy nation, into whatever city they entered. The kingdom of God cannot be seen by observation. It is in the realm of the spirit. But they were sent out to declare this kingdom. They were sent out to declare this nation. And Jesus told them, if they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Heal the sick that are therein and say to them, the kingdom of God is come near to you. Now, I didn't plan it this morning that we have a lady in our midst that went through a 7-day fast, and I opened the service with healing the sick.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm declaring that the kingdom of God has come unto you.
Yes, yes.
But I didn't plan that. See how the Spirit of God orchestrated it.
Yes.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Yes, it is.
I ask him all the time to preach it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, he just preached it to Ricky this morning. They went from city to city declaring the king and his kingdom has come. Because the kingdom of God had come, already come, they were able to work miracles in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just as they blessed those who believed. And those who would not receive them, they were told, go your way out into the streets. Even the very dust from the city which clings on us, we do wipe against you. Notwithstanding, be sure of this. Kingdom of God has come near to you. So it's very clear. Do you receive the power of the kingdom of God, or do you reject it? But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Just as Luke 10, this is from Luke 10, 1 through 11, defines the peoples of the kingdom of God, the 70 who were sent out to declare the nation of the kingdom of God ahead of Jesus, Genesis 10 is the table of nations. Mm. Now, that just probably is an accident, but I just noticed it. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, this is Deuteronomy 32, 8 through 9. He separated the sons of men. He fixed the bonds of the people according to the number of the sons of God. For the Lord's portion are his people, Jacob, his allotted heritage. Through Jacob, we have the DNA and the one blood from Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Through Jacob, we have the blood of Noah. For out of Noah, I'm getting ahead of myself. Jewish tradition refers to global humanity as the 70 nations. It would seem to me, as it is in heaven, so it is in the earth. The 70 nations, now I'm presenting this to you as questions. I'm not presenting to you doctrine today. I'm not declaring this to be doctrine. I'm presenting to you questions. The 70 nations are a type and shadow of the sons of God who will inherit the earth. I just read that in Genesis 32. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, he separated the sons of men. He fixed the bonds of the people according to the number of the sons of God, for the Lord's portion are his people, Jacob, his allotted heritage. The 70 nations are a type and shadow of the sons of God who will inherit the earth. Also, the 70 are a prophetic type of the sons of God, of he that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. 70 is a perfect number. 7 is the number of perfection. 10 is the number of fullness. So 70 is a perfect number. So when the 70 nations came together, that God sent out the sons of what? I'm not looking at myself. Okay, so I ask you, just as the Jews divided the earth into 70 nations under the divine order of God, Jesus sent out the 70 under the authority of the Son of God, announcing his sovereign rule over the kingdoms of the earth and his salvation to the ends of the earth. Matthew 28:19. Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Acts 13:47. For so has the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set you to be a light of the Gentiles, with that word, same word as nations, that you should be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. In the 21st century, there are almost 200 nations. Jewish tradition refers to global humanity as the 70 nations. Genesis 9:1. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And we all know they lived 300 to 400 years. That's how they got this job done. I could go into the weeds and tell you that how long each one of them lived, but we're not doing that today. I don't need to take you there. The sons of Noah are Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Repeopled the earth. Let me read that again. That's scripture. Genesis 8, 18 through 19. The sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, repeopled the earth. They repeopled the earth because the earth had been destroyed. So, we came from one blood. Yeah, we all come from the blood of Jesus Christ. We also came from the blood of Noah. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I don't believe that. I believe the whole earth was underwater. This will answer some questions, I think. Genesis 10, 21 through 25. Unto Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder, even to him were children born. I'm skipping down. Unto Eber were born two sons, the name of one Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided, and his brother's name was Jokteam. Eber is the root word for Hebrew. Genesis 10:25 gives the earliest division of men under the confusion of tongues and before the division of the earth into continents and islands, which took place in the days of Peleg. You want me to read that to you again? Unto Eber was born two sons. The name of one was Peleg. Genesis 10:25. For in his days were the earth divided, and his brother's name was Jokteam. Earth creationists, and this is a group of people who are called creationists, and if, you know, I went through some of the things having to do with the 70 nations, and they quote the creationists. Now, I guess I'm a creationist, okay? Because I believe that God created the whole earth and everything that's in it. God created man. And I believe the Bible, just like it's written. I believe that a flood came and covered the whole earth, and that everyone was destroyed, and only Noah lived and his three sons, and they repeopled the earth. That's what I believe.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, there is a group that academia call earth creationists. That, guess that's me. These people who have studied this interpret this verse to refer to the continent of Pangaea, P-A-N-G-A-E-A, which is now split into modern continents. There's a map of it. I'm sorry we don't have where I can show you the map, but you can find it on your own thing. Pangaea was the continent on earth that was comprised of all the continents that we know today. Pangaea was a massive supercontinent that divided into seven continents. Now, on the internet, when they show this map of this massive continent, they have it pieced together like a jigsaw puzzle. And if you, all of the continents will fit together like a perfect jigsaw puzzle to make this big mass of land. Mm-hmm. Y'all already know that. I'm not telling y'all anything new, right?
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. Shem, the second son of Noah, is mentioned last in the Table of Nations because his seed was to be the important subject of the remainder of the Old Testament as the line through whom the Messiah would come. From that point on, we began to study Shem's line through the Old Testament and the New Testament. Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, descended from Shem. Shem's five sons went toward Arabia: Elam, Persia; Asher, Assyria; Arphaxad settled in Chaldea, and this is the Jews; Lud, Lydia; Aram, Syria. Ham's four sons went toward Africa: Cush, Ethiopia; Mizraim, Egypt; Put, Africa, the Moors, and the Mauritanians; Canaan is the Canaanites. And the Canaanites had 11 sons, and these were the thorns of Israel's side, and God told Israel to exterminate them, and they never quite did it. Mm-hmm. And they're still hanging around. Japheth means enlargement. Let him spread out, widespread, latitude, increase, expansion, and unfoldment. From Japheth will descend the enlarged races: government, science, and art. seven sons of Japheth, which were your nation. Gomer is the Romans, Gauls, Galatians, Germans, Celts, and Britons. Magog, Scythians, Chinese, Japanese, Alaskans, Tartars, and Red Indians, and Russians. So people want to know where the Red Indians come from. This is a, well, you know, the, all of creationism is a theory to some. There are all kinds of theories of how the world was created and how these people groups got created. But since I am a creationist and I believe that Jesus Christ is the creator of the whole earth by faith I believe that, and that he created all the people of the earth from the three sons of Noah, and that it says in there that the earth was separated, then I know where the Indians came from. They came from Magog and also the Russians. Medea is the Medes. Javan is the Grecians and Syrians. Tubal. You ever see people want to argue with you where the Indians came from and how they got here? The Bible tells us. People the region south of the Black Sea. A branch of this people settled in Spain. Meshach, Cappadocians, and possibly Russians, and then Tyrus is the Russians. Genesis 10:5. By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue, after their families, in their nations. There are a people in the earth, and here we're coming back to my persuasion, who will be kept during the hour of trial. These overcomers are the partakers of the throne of God. They're seated with Jesus already in heavenly places. He has been given all power in heaven and on the earth and under the earth. And these overcomers shall inherit the earth while living in the earth. You've heard of people speaking to their plants to help them to grow. They have the authority from God to speak to their plants to help them to grow.
I have a talk in my yard today. I have a talk with my yard today.
Yeah, have a talk with your yard today.
She has a conversation with our trees and plants every day.
Okay.
And they're growing.
God has given her authority over the earth to say, tree, grow. Flowers, bloom. Grass, turn green. Rain, stop.
Weeds, quit growing.
Weeds, grow. Storm, stay back.
That's right.
Jesus took authority over the storm.
That's right.
He's given it to you. The whole earth, God gave it back to us.
We didn't do too good with Harvey then, did we?
No, we didn't do too good. Of course, we can't push back what God has ordered. Mm-hmm. You got to know, you know, that you're speaking what he's speaking. Mm-hmm. These sons of God are hidden in the womb of the woman, which is the church. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Jesus Christ is the seed of the nation of Israel. And the man-child is birthed through the marriage of Jesus Christ and the bride of Christ. Jesus Christ is the man-child that came out of Israel that was caught up to the throne. And the man-child that's coming out of his marriage to the church is also being given the authority over the earth and to rule and reign with him from his throne. I'm not telling y'all anything y'all have already known. Matthew 16:19. I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, I heard Diana was teasing Lucy this morning because she went on this fast, and she was declaring that I could go on this fast. And we were joking back and forth, and Lucy said, I'm supposed to declare it and take authority over that which is around me. We haven't taken our authority, church.
Sure.
We haven't taken our authority that God has given us over the earth. Now we got to defeat our demons to do it.
Amen.
Okay, Psalm 98:3. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. That would be Jesus Christ. And you're without excuse. People say, how can the people in Africa know that there's a God? Look up in heaven. Creation declares the Creator. Creation speaks. The trees speak, the grass speaks, the leaves speak, the sky speaks. Everything speaks and declares a Creator. Mm-hmm. 1 Peter 2:9. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So the people who received Jesus Christ received the mercy, and we receive the grace receive all that he has given us. Okay, so this is to me awesome. Our God repeatedly took a man, several different men, and he created a nation. And then he took a man and he created a nation through a man. So I searched this out last night. And these are the ones, the only men in the Bible. Now he's made some kings and he made some mighty preachers and mighty deliverers. But these were the only men I saw that he created a nation out of. He used a man and he brought forth a nation. And that just amazes me. Not that I'm not, I mean, God always amazes me, okay? He took Shem, Ham, Japheth, Abraham, Isaac, Ishmael, Esau, Jacob, which became Israel, and Ephraim. Mm-hmm. Ephraim is the only son of Israel, he's the son of Joseph, but Jacob gave the blessing, Jacob Israel. Gave the blessing to Ephraim that through him nations would be brought forth. He didn't give that blessing to anyone else. I couldn't find it. If you could find it, well, go ahead and preach it. Okay, these are the only men that gave Sarah. See, spoke to Sarah and told her that out of her womb would come a nation. It was Sarah. But she wasn't the one who created who that it was the nation given to us. It was Isaac. So I didn't include her in the list because he didn't create a nation out of Sarah. He used her womb to create a nation. That's why I left her out of that. Okay. God spoke to each one of these, and he said, in you I'm going to create a nation. A whole nation. A land mass. With people, millions of people living on it. It was said of his brother, Ephraim's brother, Manasseh, that he had, I think he had 1,000, but Ephraim had 10,000s. A whole lot to study on that. From the loins of each man, he created a nation.
Yes.
This has to be considered. He's never used another person since then except Jesus Christ. He restored the authority when Jesus Christ was given all authority. He restored the authority to the sons of God. All creation is waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. We're lazy. We're fed milk. We don't want anything that's going to stretch our minds and complicate us. Except the people at Eastgate Church. I was saying Sunday night when we were... Funny, we were talking about the table of the 70 nations, and of course by that time Sandra and Alan had already been searching it out, and I don't know who else. I said, the fun thing about this church is, if I bring something out that they don't know about, y'all are all researchers. I said, I can count on Bet to search it out. I can count on y'all to search this stuff out and go home and research it. Jada, she searches stuff out. Diane, all of you do. Henry, can you help me out? Sure he is. But he's not checking me out.
Yes.
Y'all aren't checking me out. Amen. Y'all are not trying to trip me up.
Yes.
It quickened in you
that
desire.
Amen.
What is this? See, just like I'm preaching on the 70 nations and the 70 sent out, and I said, oh, God, oh, there's something in here. There's something in here that's for now that I want to look into and find out. Mm-hmm. And he says that he will open up the scriptures and he will open it up to us and give us revelation. Mm-hmm. I have a gift of revelation knowledge. I declare that.
Amen.
If you know me, I got that gift. He gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I've got the gift of revelation knowledge, and if I'm a preacher, and I know that I am, then I am supposed to go in there, and I'm supposed to find those treasures that are unlocked, that are locked up in the Word of God, and that He wants to release at His time.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not His time to release it, He won't open it up to me.
That's right.
So I have to be careful what I get into. Okay, this is not going to take that long today. Okay, Revelation 5:9. They sang a new song saying, you're worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. As you heard me say, I believe the seals are being opened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Things that have been hidden since the foundation of the earth.
Yeah.
I believe the seals are being opened.
Yes.
And that God is opening him up to us. And when he quickens in us to search a matter out. Because it says kings will search a matter out. Kings will search a matter out. And if we are searching a matter out. You see, I'm not preaching this to you and I'm telling you that this is the absolute gospel today. When I do that, if I preach scripture on scripture on scripture. I'm saying, what is this? What is this that the Lord is showing us?
He told Daniel too to close the book.
Close the book.
Seal it up.
Until the end of the times. And then the Lord will open. See, the book of that which Daniel saw has been sealed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a day when God's going to begin opening seals.
Hallelujah. That's what's happening.
That's what's happening. And guess what? We've got a whole church full of people who search and research and press in and love to look for things. And God is using you to open up the seals.
Oh.
Amen.
Us little people.
Open up the seals. I don't know. I thought this was good. I said it out last night, and of course, when I'm preaching, I'm thinking, "Oh Lord, God, you know, Jesus." I don't even know if anybody, I wasn't too thinking I'd done something really good here. I'm like, oh, okay, and right away I got back from Jim Beckton. Carolyn, this is a really good teaching. And I thought, okay, somebody understood what I'm saying.
Yeah, yes, it's wonderful.
But see, this Tuesday morning Bible study, I can do something like this with y'all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. A
lot of people on the internet and stuff, especially Marvin Barham, he's in Africa right now listening to you.
Okay. Oh my goodness, praise God. Wow.
Now the 70 were astonished at their success. They came back and preached this Sunday morning. Oh, they were so happy. Look, demons. Demons listen to us. And we can tell demons what to do, and they'll leave. And we've got authority over sickness, and we've got authority over demons. And that's what happens in the church. People get authority over a few demons, and they begin to make a ministry out of the demons.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon they're chasing demons. And pretty soon there's a demon under everything. There's a demon under every rock. I remember when they first began to find demons. I went when deliverance ministry was restored to the earth. And I will not make a joke about it because I saw demons too. But I didn't see demons and owls sitting around in your house or
frogs
or, and everybody was running around cleaning out their house. If they had an owl sitting around in there or a frog or something else, they had to get it out of the house because it had a demon in it.
Or the picture of the Virgin Mary.
They had a demon in
it. Demon behind every door, obviously.
Uh-huh. Well, but see, they were so excited because they were seeing devils and seeing demons. Okay? And they made a doctrine, a religion, out of their gift.
Yes.
That's what happens. They get right. One revelation, the next thing it has to be a whole new denomination. One
revelation. That's then right. You got a whole new, I got it.
Yes.
And then I got to give you one revelation. Listen, we get a revelation here, we're headed on to the next one. We're not going to camp there. You'll see I don't camp on any of them.
Amen.
We just keep going.
Glory to glory. Yes.
Yeah, we don't camp on any of it.
Mm-hmm. And we don't fight.
And we don't fight over the doctrines.
Yes.
And we don't argue over it. I've had preachers come in here, and it hasn't been too many of them, but three or four. Over the years, they come in and they preach something, and I knew it was a law. I had to get up Sunday morning and correct it. Y'all see me do it. Mm-hmm. I had to correct it on Sunday morning. But I will not debate anyone over scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will not argue with it. It's a sin.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay. So Jesus admonished the 70 to not be proud and boastful about this power. Okay, so if God gives you a power of healing, and praise God, and you and you and you, and God gives you a healing ministry, which he does. Okay, but that's not the only way that Jesus Christ is moving on the planet.
Right.
Your healing ministry is not the only ministry on planet Earth that Jesus Christ is moving in.
Amen.
If he gives you a deliverance ministry, your deliverance ministry is not the only ministry that Jesus Christ is moving in.
Amen.
If you are a prophet, everybody that's not a prophet doesn't mean that they're not doing right. And if you're not an apostle, yeah, then go be an apostle. If God told you you're an apostle, he'll come to you and he'll tell you.
Amen.
He'll show up at your door and he'll announce himself and he will tell you what you're an apostle of.
Amen.
He'll tell you what your job is, and that doesn't mean that this other apostle over here doing something else is not right. Because if you make a doctrine,
yes,
out of your apostleship,
yes,
or you make a doctrine out of your prophetic calling, then you have gotten into boast and pride, and you put it on yourself, and
yes,
you've made it about you.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Loving the preeminence. It's loving the preeminence.
You made it into your own gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the gift. So Jesus, he admonished them just like that.
Amen.
I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I give to you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do not rejoice about devils being subject to you. Don't make a religion out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it all about you,
yes,
and the power that God has given you. There is a matter which ought to make you far more joyful.
Amen.
Rather that your name are written in heaven.
Yes.
And then he goes on to say that there will be those who will say, Lord, I ate with you at the table and I walked with you in the streets. And he'll say, I never knew you.
Yes.
Because where are you? People, we just got to keep our eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God might give you, as he's opening the seals, he may give you the greatest revelation that the world has ever heard, like Paul. Oh, God opened up seals for Paul. And Paul opened up the whole New Testament church. And he opened up how God's church was going to be the government of the New Testament church.
Mm-hmm.
And how a new, the New Testament, it was the end of the old Jewish synagogue. There was no more worshiping of the synagogue. There was no more doing the synagogue the feast. Because there was a new church.
Yeah.
There was a new kingdom. There was a new nation on the earth. And God showed it to Paul. And you know what Paul said? I would have been so puffed up. I would have been so proud. I would have made a religion out of what it was that God was showing me. But he put a thorn in my flesh that I would not be puffed up. Oh, people. There is a mighty movement that's coming upon the earth that is even now upon us. Where God is moving, he's sending forth his mighty angels to help us at this time to bring forth what God is bringing forth upon the earth. Oh, do not take that and make it your kingdom. Do not take that and make it your ministry. Fly with it.
and watch what God does. Because if you take it over and you make it yours, then you're going to shut it down.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Amen.
Lord Jesus. Psalm 37 declares, such as are blessed of the Lord shall inherit the earth. And they are cursed, who are cursed of him shall be cut off. I believe we will see a man-child company arise from the loins of the church. And like the sons of God, be given the nations. Now the one Jesus Christ has established his holy nation. But if we consider today, and I can't relate that to what God's going to do with the man-child company, except that we're part of Jesus' holy nation. But then he used these men. He took a man and he made a nation. A mass of land and a mass of people out of the loins of a man. I'm going to read Deuteronomy 32:8-9 again. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of men, he fixed the bounds of the people according to the number of the sons of God. For the Lord's portion is his people, and Jacob his allotted heritage. And so he created nations out of these three sons, but out of Shem, the rest of the Bible is written. Put some more scriptures on the end that when I pick up scriptures, I fit them in. I put in the one about Ephraim, Genesis 48:19. Joseph told his father, "You're making a mistake. Manasseh is the oldest, and Ephraim is the youngest." He tried to switch his father's hand. Jacob refused. Said, "I know it, my son. I know it. He shall also become a people that would be Manasseh, and he shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations." Mm-hmm. The last one I could find in the Bible that became a nation until Jesus Christ came. And I can't say I researched it all. But then one day and one night, I can't research all that. But that's what I said, God. And remember when the high priest wanted to kill Jesus? Caiaphas, the high priest. He wanted to kill Jesus. And he said, "We're going to have to kill him, or he's going to take over everything." And he said, and not for that nation only, but also he would gather together in one the children of God who were scattered. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what that did. Anyway, he came back, he came in and he prophesied that Jesus would save the whole nation. If we don't kill him, he's going to save this whole nation. He's going to take over this whole nation if we don't kill him. He promised not. Did it anyway.
Yeah.
So, there you have it.
Amen.
Scripture you were quoting from about we would think that he knew us and he didn't know us. What was that? Is that Matthew?
Yeah. I think I was in Luke, wasn't I? It's in both of them. It's in both of them. Let's see where I was. Okay, I was out of Luke 10, so it'll be farther down in there.
What occurred to me when we were in Israel, the Lord woke me up early in the morning, and that scripture, I was reading that scripture, and a spirit of weeping just came all over me, and I began to, I guess I was interceding.
Weeping for Israel.
And then the Lord started speaking to me about his love, his undying love, and the way he felt about Israel. He began talking to me about it. And then he began talking to me about the anger that he had against the people that were trying to save him. And it was like real anger. I was angry about Israel.
The wrath of God.
Yeah.
But in that scripture, it says the wrath of God will be against these people.
Yeah.
Because we're accountable for so much.
Mm-hmm.
All of our airways are full of the Word of God. We have 300 types of Bibles. If you can't read one truly, you can read the other one. There are teachers and preachers. The prophetic goes into the very deepest part of your life and heals the deepest wounds that you have. There are our preachers and apostles. Now, I'm grant you that some of them have tried to take it over and make it their ministry. And there is no such thing as my ministry. It doesn't exist. It does not exist. If it's my ministry, then where Jesus has been left out of the equation.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, going back to what Diane was saying, another reference also I can recall was the Matthew 7 chapter, kind of the 21st-ish verse, about, many going to say this and that, I did this in your name, I did that, but he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity, all that stuff. So, there's another reference to it, too, so I don't know if that's the one she was referring to.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay.